Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday condemned the Wednesday attack on a school run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency UNRWA that left six of its staffers dead, UN spokesperson Stefan Duharik.
This incident raises the number of UNRWA staff killed in this conflict to 220. The Israeli Defense Forces have stated that they had targeted a command and control center in the compound. This incident must be independently and thoroughly investigated.
Anwar said the school compound in central Gaza had been serving as a shelter for displaced people and said the attack resulted in the highest death toll among its staff in a single incident. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday denounced increasing threats against the Justice Department, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Garland said they faced everything from conspiracy theories to threats of violence.
Through your work, you have made clear that the Justice Department will not be intimidated by these attacks. But it is dangerous and outrageous that you have to endure them.
Garland's remarks came amid GOP claims the Biden administration has weaponized the Justice Department to go after Donald Trump. The Attorney General says department employees have made clear they do not bend to politics. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is wrapping up a three-nation, Ukraine-focused European tour in Poland after hearing repeated appeals from Ukrainian officials to use Western-supplied weaponry for long-range strikes inside Russia. Blinken traveled to Warsaw on Thursday after spending a day in Kyiv with